Good morning. This is Marco with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for the week of July 13th for AgDaily.com. Starting off the week a little bit lower here, we had corn down 6¾ cents overnight, wheat down 3¼, beans down 8¾ cents. It's followed through what appeared to be a bearish report on Friday. Generally, plenty of carryouts out there. They raised the bean carryout, the corn carryout. They were kind of looking for lower numbers than they got. You got 2.65, which is plenty. 942 wheat, which is plenty. World supplies are still coming down a little bit, but still plenty of grains out there. So we don't see any major problems out here. The weather, which is should be the key factor, it's actually been pretty good. We've had some 80, 85 degree days, but we've had plenty of rains around the country. Some scattered. Not everybody's gotten the rain, so it'll be a little bit iffy out here. But Chicago looks to try to trade 100 degrees here during the week. I don't know whether we're going to get there or not, but I do know we're looking at showers kind of before and after these events. So I don't think it's going to be a big problem if those rains don't show up. Now, as far as the beans go, we're certainly not making a bean crop in July. We make the bean crop in August. There's still plenty of time for the beans to try to rally back here. But the corn is getting to be very tough. We're 30 cents away from that triple top at 363. We'd have to be limit up for some reason to get us there. I suppose it's always possible. It seems pretty unlikely to me. Dollar's working a little bit lower here. We're 96 cents. If we can close under 96 2 days in a row, then I think we could see some more pressure on the dollar, which would be helpful for the grains. We didn't see any export announcements to start the week. That's always a little bit bearish. We've got heavy rains in China. People might start, you know, looking at that a little more closely. Will the Chinese have to come for the U.S. for more corn, wheat, and beans? Will have to be seen. But, you know, the president's comments on Friday don't help things out here. He said that the odds of a phase two look very slim at the moment, and that tensions between China and the U.S. are increasing. So, you know, the Chinese, I think, are going to do what they've always done, which is buy grain when and when they want to. We really don't see much else out here. Like I said, the carryouts seem okay for the time being. Plenty of grain out here. Funds have come out of about half of their corn position. They're long about 85 to 90,000 contracts of beans, which may be too much in here. So we'll have to see how this market reacts. But, you know, it looks pretty tough out here. The charts have turned a little bit negative. So, you know, this is the time of year where we should be moving higher and not. Of course, you know, if we could open lower and close higher here today, that would be a good sign. Frankly, I don't really expect to see that. So I think for the week as a whole, it's going to be tough to rally this market. I think the pros will be willing sellers on the rallies. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.